Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I thought Danny had really good stuff. One, if you're talking the coaching difference and really what losing Jordan Ott means, I thought he gave some really good stuff there. I also thought sort of comparing these final teams to the Cavs, some really good stuff. Also, it backed up my claim to some degree on the Donovan Mitchell thing from Monday. Just probably doesn't need a running mate that's Darius Garland, but does need talent around him. It's not like he's a do-it-all kind of guy right now. And room to improve. I felt like talking to Danny is always a complete win. But hey, talking to Danny specifically today was an extra complete win. It felt good. But one of the things that I want to ask you guys at 216-474-0092. Are you even watching the NBA Finals? Are you completely checked out at this point? Or are you actually bought in and interested to see what happens? Because maybe it's because there's TVs in the studio, and I know that that's going to be something that I have on, and it's on an alternating day from the Stanley Cup Finals. So, hey, why not? We're going to be watching. We're going to have our eyes peeled watching this game, no doubt about it. But I don't know that I get that same vibe coming out of people of Cleveland. Like, hey, Jax, basketball head, watching the NBA Finals on your own time?
Yes. Hate watching.
Hate watching? You're just going to be... Yeah. You're just going to be just out there dogging SGA and Tyrese Haliburton all day?
Not SGA.
Just Tyrese Haliburton?
Just the Pacers, yeah.
It's just so weird.
I'm watching the Guardians right now, though.
I mean, rightfully so. They're in action, playing the Yankees. Not blaming you. But I don't know. I don't understand.
I'm only trolling. I'll watch it.
I know you're also hate watching.
A little bit of that is true, yes, but... I'll still be watching it, yes.
I don't know. I just do get the vibe, though, that, like, people in Cleveland are not bought it. And, like, I get it to some degree because, again, I talked about this a little bit yesterday. Like, there's part of you that thinks that should probably be us. Right? Like, we should have, if we could have taken down the Pacers, if we were healthy and we actually went through and did it, we would have felt good about our chances of taking down the Knicks, considering you beat them every single time, all four times you played them this year. And then it would have been you versus the Thunder, and you would have been like, all right, everyone's going to count us out, but this would have been our shot. We would have been in the finals. And I think that sort of takes people out of it, and it's like, all right, well, I don't want to watch the... Like, okay, the Thunder win. People are talking about the start of a dynasty that's going to make it hard for me to win a championship. Or the Pacers win, and then I'm going to be thinking to myself, wow, I really could have won an NBA Finals this year. That opportunity really was out there for me, but I couldn't get past the darn Indiana Pacers and watching Tyrese Haliburton hit these shots over and over and over again. To me, it's just an interesting series, though. Like, from a pure basketball perspective, eliminate the fact of the Cavs' involvement in it, which obviously for Cavs fans is not a just shoe and absolutely do it. But if we're talking about this thing in a vacuum, just watching the series, I think you're getting two of the best teams in basketball this year. I mean, you are getting a team that is on the brink of starting a dynasty, truly, in the Oklahoma City Thunder, because let's not throw away the fact that all of their players are just incredibly young, and they have a million more draft assets to add more pieces if they really want to, they're going to continue to win. I don't know if the CBA allows you to win for like 6 years at a time, but they're going to continue to win for a little bit here. There's going to be like 4 years where they're at least semi-dominant and probably running the Western Conference. But the defense that they play, the offense they play, they have the MVP on their team. Their structure, their balance, they run a larger lineup than most of the teams in the NBA. And you combo that with the incredible pace that they play on offense as well, going up against another team of incredible pace on offense in the Indiana Pacers, another team that plays relentless defense. I just think this is going to be a fast-paced, fun brand of basketball to watch. And I don't understand the people who are like, I'm not interested in this, turn it off, tune it out. I'll be able to look at the result when it's all said and done. I don't see the point in that. Like, we watched this entire thing. If you're just saying, I'm a Cavs fan, I'm not really much of an NBA fan, I don't want to watch the NBA Finals, valid. You do whatever you want to do. Right? If the Cavs aren't in it, you're not watching because the Cavs are in it, the tip of the cap to you, I don't blame you at all. But if you're an NBA fan saying that this isn't a series I'm interested in and I'm just blocking this one out, I don't get that. Like, you're watching, again, two of the best teams, and I think two of the most interesting teams to watch play basketball. Like, and I say that with understanding that, yeah, I didn't enjoy watching Indiana play the Cavs, but Indiana was like the budget Cavs. Again, I draw back on the fact that that's what we kept calling them. They're like the little brother to the Cleveland Cavaliers going into that series. You know, discount Cavs, whatever label you want to throw on it. It was a team that was not star-studded, but was very balanced from top to bottom and could shoot the ball well and could get out and move and run in transition. All of the things we loved watching about Cavs basketball, you're not going to have that sort of obvious attachment to them as you would the Cavs, but I think you see a lot of the Cavs in the Indiana Pacers in the way that they play basketball. There's a lot of similarities to be drawn between those two teams. And I think part of that is just an interesting brand of basketball, an interesting way to play the game that's more suited to where we are right now and where the NBA is going towards. I don't know. I like the fact that we're staring at a team right now that is being counted out over and over again, because I think that also makes it a fun series. Like, if OKC goes up 3-0, yeah, it's going to be a dreadful watch going into game four. Let me tell you that. It's going to be, all right, well, yeah, this is what we all expected. Even if the games are close, the games provide a series, an interesting product. The series itself is going to be rather disappointing. But I do think if Indiana starts to put up a fight and you even get to like 2-1 and Indiana steals a game, yeah, game four gets real interesting. And it is just a fun game to watch. Minus SGA probably standing at the free throw line 17 times a game. But other than that, it'll be a fun game to watch. That's what I should have asked. I should have asked Danny, SGA, free throw merchant or not a free throw merchant? Danny covers the game too well. He would have told me no. He would have relied on the stats. Too good of a man to just buy into my NBA Twitter hype. I watch it with my own two eyes, damn it. I see it. I see him sitting at the free throw line every single time. I'm going to look up watching the NBA Finals tonight. You know what I'm going to see? Free throw line, free throw line, free throw, over and over again. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my damn mind. All right. Let's leave that there. I come back here in about 5 minutes. Does Donovan still have room to improve? As well, we'll talk a little bit of Browns here coming up in here in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.